Hello, Booniverse. So, today, Paul Omani, at Omani Blog here on Audio Boo and on Twitter and other places, has asked everyone to do a little boo, record some audio at midday. I'm slightly late. With the purpose of getting the diverse world that we are online. Well, that's great. And when you say diversity, two things come to mind. First, that band that were awful on the X Factor the other year. Secondly, is that I've just started a new job at a supermarket, which I won't name for reasons that I would keep to myself, but I won't name them. It's only a Christmas job, so, and I probably won't be staying there into the new year either. But one of the big things at this particular supermarket is diversity. They try to promote diversity as much as possible. So you can see this in the workforce. The workforce is in the particular store that I'm working at. It has a workforce of 730 people, and you've got people working there of all races, of all backgrounds, which I think is good. And in this small way, by having a diverse workforce, you're representing your customers, aren't you? Because your customers are going to be of all races, from all backgrounds. Therefore, we have a better chance of understanding the customers. And then through that, we have a better understanding of the world in general. When thinking back to when I was at school and doing my GCSEs, one of the big things was we all had to do religious studies, which is a little bit of a stupid name for it, really, because I think the religious studies and religious education needs to be more than that in schools. It needs to be not just understanding what people of different faiths think. It needs to go into exploring what people of different backgrounds believe. Because yesterday in the census for the UK that was released, the data was released, it said that fewer and fewer people are identifying themselves as religious. So, therefore, we need to not just think about how people of different religions think about things, but how people of just different races and different backgrounds think about things. And if you're from a particular area of the world, how do you think about things like abortion or stuff? So that helps the understanding of differences. So for hashtag time to understand, that's my bit of audio.